Proverbs chapter 8. Doesn't wisdom cry out and understanding put out her voice? She stands on the top of high places. She's in the places where paths meet. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, have an understanding heart. Hear, because I'm going to speak about excellent things, and the opening of my lips will be about right things. My mouth will speak the truth, and wickedness is something that my lips hate. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There's nothing bad or wrong in any of them. They're all plain to him that understands, and right to them that have knowledge. So then, the idea is that it's not hard to find wisdom. It's not something you've got to go searching around for, travelling all over the world or whatever. If we come to true wisdom in God's word, then you will find it. It's there. It's absolutely clear. And it's God's will that we should be wise. And yet he does confirm people in the way in which they want to go. Those who want to be wise will find wisdom. And that's why he says here that these things are all plain to the person who understands and wants to find knowledge. So it's not difficult in that sense to understand the basic message of the gospel and of the way that God wants us to live. Those who say it's all difficult, it's all a matter of interpretation and so on, and say, well, you know, who knows, could be this, could be that, who knows. I think the reason for that is that they don't really want to understand. They don't really want to find that simple message of Jesus Christ and the way of life in him, which there is in God's word. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and prefer knowledge over gold. Yet so many people will say, I haven't got time to study the Bible, I haven't got time to read the Bible, I haven't got time for all that stuff. And the reason they haven't got time is because they prefer their career, they prefer wealth, they prefer the way of silver and gold. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired can't be compared to it. So if you've got the hope of living in God's kingdom, this is more valuable than diamonds, rubies, gold, silver, anything. Because to live forever and to live with God, not just the eternity of the life, but the quality of it, life with God, forever and ever, perfection, this can't be compared to anything, and wealth in this world then appears just absolutely meaningless compared to that. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the way of evil, and the aggressive mouth I hate. Advice is with me, and sound wisdom. I can give strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me early will find me. Riches and honour are with me. So, if we really want to be wise, we can find it. But this is far more than all wealth. And the seeking for wealth is what, in practice, it seems, is what makes this world tick. It's what makes most people tick. And yet, you see, there is this other way to live life. Wealth and all these fancy things that one can get in life are not, in fact, the most important. My fruit, that's the result of taking on wisdom, my fruit is better than gold, even than fine gold. And my revenue, that is the result of wisdom, is better than the most expensive kinds of silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice. So the way of wisdom is to go in the way of justice. And to be just is absolutely critical. And you read a lot about that in the Proverbs and in the Prophets. I wish to cause those who have me to inherit wealth, and I will fill their treasures. Well, I think he means I will, that is, wisdom will give you the true treasure. I was with the Lord in the beginning. Before he made all his works of creation, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning. Before the earth even was, when there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains and the hills were made, I was there. So wisdom here is personified as a person, but the idea is that God had this plan right in the beginning. Now that wisdom came to it, or God's wisdom came to its fullness in Jesus, who Paul says was made to us wisdom and honor. So then it doesn't mean that Jesus existed before the world was made, because he didn't. He was the begotten Son of Mary. He only became the Son of God when he was born of Mary. But the plan that God had about Jesus in his wisdom was with God right from the beginning. And so in that sense, as John's Gospel says, in the beginning there was the Word, or the Logos, the plan, the purpose. And that purpose was made flesh when Jesus was born.